An aviation fuel company wants to inject wastewater into the ground along the Rocky Mountain front. Federal officials say the plan wouldn't put drinking water at risk. MTPR's Ellis Julin reports residents don't believe them.
Monterey County Commissioner Jim Morin isn't happy with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
The EPA sounds dismissive of this, and I quote, sparsely populated area, end quote, and seems willing to sacrifice Monterey County and the water beneath it to industry.
Montana Renewables, a Great Falls company, makes what's known as sustainable aviation fuel. The process produces tens of thousands of gallons of wastewater. The company wants to inject that water into old oil wells near Valier. About 100 people gathered for a recent public meeting with EPA officials in Conrad. The EPA is considering a permit for the injection plan. Morin and his fellow commissioners strongly oppose the idea. One of the big reasons? No one's sure what's in the water. Lisa Schmidt, a local rancher, questioned the EPA's assertion that the water is non-hazardous.
We don't know what's in that fluid. Despite many requests from the county commissioners, a sample has not been provided.
MTPR confirmed the county had not received a sample after multiple requests. The community worries that injecting the water into the ground will contaminate water for people, cattle, and crop irrigation. Commissioner Zane Drashinsky.
And I just don't see where water is a precious commodity to our leading industry in Montana's agriculture that we can approach this lightly and look to contaminate any source of potential drinking water.
This region is struggling with drought. That's why Drashinsky and others say protecting groundwater is so important. EPA officials say the wastewater won't leach into other parts of the aquifer. Fraser Evans with EPA modeled how fast the wastewater will move once it's underground.
The injected fluids will remain in the exempted portion of the Madison for at least 10,000 years.
The EPA previously said the impact would reach about a quarter mile from injection sites. The agency has since increased its estimate to a roughly 2-mile radius. At the recent public meeting, dozens of residents like Karen Thornton said that change was unsettling.
There is not a city or town in Montana or the U.S. that would allow someone to build a house, realize after the fact that they did not plan for wastewater, then decide to dump it in their backyard and hope that it does not overflow into their neighbor's yard.
Montana Renewables says it's considering building a wastewater treatment plant that would negate the need to inject the water underground. In a written statement to MTPR, the company said the timeline for that is unclear. It's still working with another company to obtain the EPA pollution permit. EPA is taking public comments on the expanded aquifer exemption through October 13th. Reporting from Conrad, I'm Ellis Julin.